We are on Daf Chavav Amid Beis. Let us again start from the last Mishnah. Kol Makom Sheyesh Tekiyah Ein Havdalah. If there is a Tekiyah, then there's no Havdalah. V'chol Makom Sheyesh Havdalah Ein Tekiyah. And now the Mishnah elaborates. Yontev shechaliyos be'erev Shabbos. If Yontev is chal erev Shabbos, toiken veloy mavdilim. So we're tekeya Yontev before Shabbos lahavdil ben kodesh lechol. But we're not mavdil leil Shabbos, since kedusha Shabbos is more chomo than kedusha Yontev. B'moitzoy Shabbos. If Yontif is Chal Meitzoy Shabbos, Mavdilin. So then in Shmeinesrei, in Kiddush, we say Avdole, the Loi Toiken. But Shabbos, there's no Tekiyim to be Mavdo Mimeloche from Shabbos to Yontif. Keitzat Mavdilin, what is the Nusach of Avdole? Hamavdo Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. Rabdeisi Aymel, Ben Kodesh Chomu Le Kodesh Akal. We're more explicit, we say that there's a different type of Kedusha, this Kedusha Chamure, the Kedusha Kalo. Zot Rashi, Tkiye, Ave Shabboseis V'yomim Toivim, Lahavtil Esa'om Min HaMeloche. So Bemison, there were six Tkiyes. The first three tkiyas were lahavtil esa'om min ha'meloche, and bein ha'shmoshes was taken lahavdil ben kodesh lechol when everything was done and over with. So there was a tkiya lahavdil ben kodesh lechol. That was a tkiya to a tkiya. Havdole betvile va'al ha'kois v'meitzoi shabosais v'yomim toiv. Taken. Now, if Yontev is Chal Erev Shabbos, so they're Tekeya Af Al Pi Shegam Hayoyim Yontev Hoyo, Ve'ein Bay Meloche, there was no Heta Meloche in Yontev, Taken Lahavdu Mimleches Eichel Nefesh Al Kaponim Erev Shabbos, which was Yontev, was Muta Meloches Eichel Nefesh, Ve'loi Mavdilim, Mipnei Shehanichnas Chomo min hayotze. So memel avdole is only made if it's the other way around. If the yotze is more chomo than the nichnas, then we make avdole. Chaliyos b'moitzoy Shabbos mavdilim. Then we do make avdole. Lefi shayotze chomo min hanichnas utkiya ein kan. Keitzat mavdilim ben Shabbos liyontev kshehu b'moitzoy Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, Heichi Toikeya. We heard that Miyontev LeShabbos, one is Toikeya. How is this Tekiya made? So Rashi says, Biyontev Shebe'erev Shabbos, Kshu Toikeya, Lahavdu Ben Kodesh Lechol. You have to be Mavdu Ben Kodesh Lechol. So all the time that the tekiya lahavdil ben kodesh lechol was a tekiya through a tekiya, that was every erev Shabbos lahavdil ben kodesh lechol. Now this erev Shabbos is different than every erev Shabbos because the erev Shabbos was yontif. The boy shinui mishar arvei Shabbos. You need a shinui from every Erev Shabbos, Sherei ein kedusha hanichneses chamurem mikdusha diyoyze kol kach. That means to be mavdol ben kodesh lechol, l'maisa yontav is also kodesh. So he cannot have a tkiya, true tkiya, that we have every Erev Shabbos. Oma Rav Yehuda, Toikeya Umeiriya Mitoich Tkiya. So Rav Yehuda says, to differentiate between this Erev Shabbos, since this Erev Shabbos is Yom Tov, so it seems we're makten the Trua. The Trua somehow seems as a shaykhis with the Erev Shabbos. Chasam Sofer brings down the Tkiya was a Tkiya shel Simcha, b'yem Simchaschem v'mayadeichem. The Trua was Tzar HaTzorer Aschem. Trua Vaistois was not such a choshev koil. So it would seem that the Trua that is blown every Erev Shabbos, this Trua is Moira the Tkiya, and Trua seems is Moira and the Choyl, and then the Tkiya is Moira and the Shabbos that's coming in. So we have to be marked in the Trua this Erev Shabbos. How are you marked in the Shivas of the Trua? Omar Rav Yehuda Toikeya Umeiriya Mitoich Tkiya. Zot Rashi. Mitoich Tkiya. Koidem Sheyisayim Hatkiya Humeiriya Besoifa. That means it's one koyach. There is no hefsik between the Tkiya and the Trua. So it seems the Trua doesn't have a chshivis bifnei atzmoi because it's a hemshech of the Tkiya. So that shows that this Erev Shabbos is different than every Erev Shabbos. That is the svara of Rav Yehuda. Rav Asi Omar Toikeya Umeiriya B'nishima Achat. That means that the difference between every Tkiya Trua that is made out of Shabbos, it is two Neshimas. First you make a Tkiya, and then you make a Trua. So Mamela, so the Trua has a Chshivas Bifnei Atzmoi. It's made with a different Neshima. But over here, Erev Shabbos, that is Yom Tov, so in the same Neshima that I started blowing the Tkiya, I continue blowing the Trua, but there's a hefsik beintayim. That is the chilek between Rav Asi and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds, you're not even mafsik, you're meriya mitoich hatkiya. There's no hefsik nikir whatsoever. And Rav Asi says that you don't make a choshev Trua, which would be that being make a new neshim and then be, then make the Trua, that you don't do. It's b'neshima achas. So neshima achas means it's a continuation of the Tkiya. It's not a choshev v'kol b'fnei atzmoi, but le'idor kisa, you're mafsik between the Tkiya and the Trua. What does Rashi say? B'neshima achas. U'mikol mokim mafsik u'bentayim. There's a hefsik, not b'chdei neshime, but there's a hefsik between the Tkiya and the Trua. Askin Rav Asi Behutzel Kishmaite. That's what you do. That is the Tkiya, true Tkiya that you make Erev Shabbos Shechaliyes B'Yontev. Meisve, we learned in a Bereise Yontev Shechaliyes B'Erev Shabbos Toikin V'Loy Meriye. So it seems the Shinoi is that you make a Tkiya without a Trua v'chlal. There's no Trua whatsoever. My love, loy meriyin klal. So Mol says, loy. Rav Yehuda metaretz l'taymei. Rav Asi metaretz l'taymei. Rav Yehuda metaretz l'taymei. Loy meriyin b'fnei atzme elamitech tkiyin. Rav Asi metaretz l'taymei. Loy meriyin b'shtei neshimis elu b'neshima achat. So the Baraisa seems to be saying, you don't make a choshev Trua. That is pshat. It doesn't have a achshivis of a Trua b'fnei atzmoi. Zot the Gemara weiter. Now we had a machloikis tanoim that Meitzoi Shabbos, that is Yom Tov, we make Havdalah, what is the Nusach? What is the, where is it to him a chlekes? What the Nusach is? Amarga ben Kodesh le Kodesh. Rabdaisi said ben Kodesh chomo le Kodesh akal. Frakte gemorim meitzoi Shabbos heicha omalo. Where do you say this Nusach? Do you say the Nusach b'shas haskolos habroche? Amarga ben Kodesh le Kodesh. Then your Messiah also Mavdo ben Kodesh le Kodesh. Or you only say by the Chsime. Omar Rav Yehuda Bachsimoso. Vechein Omar Rav Nachman Bachsimoso. Rav Sheishes Berei de Rav Idi Omar Af Bepsichoso. Deleis Hilchese Kevosei. Zegt Rashi, heichi omelo lahai ben koidish le koidish. Bachsimoso shal avdole, boch at Hashem amavdo ben koidish le koidish. Avo bipsichoso hu aimer ben koidish le koidish. Vechach onu noyagim. Av bipsichoso, maschil amavdo ben koidish le koidish, penei le choyshech. And you skip out the Mavdo Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. I mean, you start a Mavdo Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh, and you don't say a Mavdo Ben Kodesh L'Chil, just like in the Chsime, you don't say a Mavdo Ben Kodesh L'Chil, you say a Mavdo Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh, and the Psyche, you also start a Mavdo Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. The last Ilchese Kibbutz say, and we don't paskin like Rav Sheishes. So Rashi says, Sherei Limnois Seida Havdolos Ubo Betrilet. The beginning of the Broche is mentioning the different Havdolos which are mentioned in the Torah. Vahavdole Dechsive Be'eraise Be'kaidish V'chel Ksive. There's a Havdole Ben Kaidish L'chel, Havdole Ben Kaidish Ben Achel. But this Avdolah ben Kodesh le Kodesh, there is no such Avdolah that is mentioned in the Torah, so therefore we do not start. So even though the Chayves Hayoim is Hamavdol ben Kodesh le Kodesh, when we make Meitzoi Shabbos, so that's the Chsime. The Chsime is Hamavdol ben Kodesh le Kodesh, that's Chayves Hayoim. But the Nusach of the Bracha, we mentions all the Havdolahs that are mentioned in the Torah, Ben Kodesh L'Chel, Ben Elechayshah, Ben Yisrael Amim. So therefore, we don't mention Bechlal, Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh, B'Psichosa, not like Rav Sheishes. Bless Hilchus Ekebosei. We don't pass on it. Rav Sheishes, Rav Doisi, Oymer ben Kodesh Chomo le Kodesh Akal, Belei Silchese Kibosei. So Rashi says, Rav Doisi, Nami le Silchese, Deloi Mizalzalinon Biyontev Likroisoi Kodesh Akal. This is a zilzul. This is a zilzul to call it a Kodesh Akal. Omar Rab Zeire, Yontev Shechaliyois Be'emtza Shabbos. Yontev is Chal Be'emtza Shabbos, in the middle of the week. So then, when you make Havdolah, the Nusach of Havdolah is the Nusach that is made every Meitzoi Shabbos. Ve'ma Amadu Ben Kodesh L'Chil, Ve'noi L'Chishach, Ben Yisrael Amim, Ben Yoy Mashvili Sheishimei Amayse. My time, Seder Havdolos Humayne. That means, even though this Havdolah that we are making is not Havdolah of Ben Yoy Mashvili Sheishimei Amayse, this is Ben Yontes L'Chil, Al Kaponim, Humayne, the Seder Havdolos that the Torah mentioned. Seder Havdolos Bemtza Shabbos, Avelhoch Amrinin Ben Yoy Mashvi. Hafo Gavloy Shach Yoy Mashvi Hoche Klal. How does this come into the Avdolah? Amavda ben Kaidish Lachel is very good. Yontif is Kaidish, and it's the middle of the week. Amavda ben Kaidish Lachel. But Al Koponim, why do we say Ben Yom Ashvili Sheish Shimei Amaisa? So Rashi says, Amuris Beteira Humain Ulahavdu Ben Kaidish Ben Achel, Vayavdu Ben Aira Ben Acheshech, Vavdu Eskimin Amin, Li Yisli, Ben Yom Ashvili Hainu Ben Kaidish Lachel, בשם דבוי למיימר מאין חסימה סמוך לחסימה, so we say this נוסח of the חסימה זה המבל בין קודש לחל, so we say בין ימי השבי לשש שמי המייס. פוטרון הלוך הכל שייכתם. זאת המשנה ביתה, השייכת אחד באויף, the person shechts one simen boif, ushnayim bebeheime, or he shechts two simone bebeheime, shchitos like sheir, so it's a kosher shchite. Zot Rashi, a sheichet shchitos like sheir, b'gmore porich, shnayim bebeheime, my loshen diyevet shayich bei. Elokamo yishchet v'yelech, how much should he shechter very? Shnayim bebeim, that's also a kosher shchita, if he shechted it, there's nothing more to shech. Then the Mishnah continues, v'ruboi shel echod kamoyo. He says, till now we were speaking about the whole simon, and now we said, v'ruboi shel echod kamoyo, zot Rashi, v'ruboi, Echad ba'if b'gmore toni taime. V'ruboi shel echad, shel kol echad ve'echad, is also sufficient. Rabbi Yehuda imel, ad she yishchait es avridin. Rabbi Yehuda is another halacha, mashchites oifeis, that one also should shecht the veins. The machloikis, I saw, I bring down a machloikis, which veins are we speaking about? There are veins that take the dam from the roish to the leiv. These veins are samuch le'oir ha'if. And then there are veins which are more in the basar ha'if that bring the dam from the leiv to the roish. So which veins are we speaking about? But the mechuvin of shechting the veriden is not mitad hilches shchita, but mitad hilches dam. But sometimes he will be tzayla, the oif kulay, without cutting it in pieces, and the tzliya will not be capable of being mitzi the dam. Therefore you have to shecht the veriden. Chatzi echad boif. What if he shechted a half a simen? Or the echad vachatzi bebehim, or by beheime he shechted one and a half. Shchitosoi psula. Let us just see Tosfos to appreciate what he's telling us in this bavli. Chatzi echad boif. Who are then chatzi kol echad? Chatzi kol echad is also not good. Va'agav, roiv echad, noki chatzi echad. Since it said roiv echad, v'rubi shel echad, so it says chatzi echad. U'meireishe nami shemili, v'davke roiv bo'ino, you need roiv. V'lo'i nokte, ela agav d'boi le'misne echad v'chatzi bebeheime, since he wants to tell us that echad b'chatzi bebeim, af gav davetvei miroi v'ashnayim, v'inakoi u'shchit ha'psula. He says, Zika Chiddush is, he said special by an oif, and then he said by a beheime, really could have said that chatzi is no good. And really that's also not necessary, because we said before you need roif. But the Zika Chiddush is, echad b'chatzi bebeime, that l'maise, the Chiddush is, we don't say that the two simonim are like one big simon. So if you shecht echad v'chatzi bebeim, I have roiv of shnei simonim. If you make them like one big simon, one and a half. So that's the chiddush, that each simon yedam b'fnei atzmai, so the second simon by a behemem was not geshochtem properly. Shchitose psulay. Roiv echad v'roiv, v'roiv shneim bebeim, shchitose ksheir l'cheir, this is repeating what we had in the beginning of the Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. V'ridin chutei hatzavo shemekalchin es adam. These are the veins that bring the blood. B'gmara meforish ta oizkoi umishum lohitzi es adam. Not because of hilchus chite, but because of hilchus dam, to make sure, since by oifis this shriach, that one doesn't cut them up in pieces, so there could be too much dam in the oif. That sleeve won't help. Roiv echad ba'oif, b'gmore porich otono leiresh. Frag the Gemore, ha-shoichei ti'eved ein l'chadchil aloi. We learned in the Mishnah, ha-shoichei tafki b'di'eved. Shnayim bebehem lechatchil aloi. It says, twice is the more understood that the loshen hashoichet, which is a loshen the yevet, if he shechtes, so everything is a bit the yevet. Frag the Gemara, shnayim bebehem lechatchil aloi. To shecht two simonim bebehem lechatchil aloi, one shouldn't do it. At kamo lishchet v'leizu. How much did you shecht already? What? Why is this by shnayim bebehem? That means he shechted both simonim, so what more do you want him to shecht? Why is this called abediyeved the kishrita, and what's lechatchila the kishrita by behemet? Iboy yiseimo a'echod ba'oif. So, the Gemara says, that what it says, a loshen bediyeved is going a'echod ba'oif. That lechatchila you should shecht both simonim by an oif, but the yavet, if you shecht one simon, it's also good. Now, before we see Arashi, to appreciate Arashi, let us just look at Afchof Aleph Amid Bey. The Rashi is in the middle of the Yom. Veine mavdol besimen echad. That by malike you malik one simen, and the second simen you're not mavdol. Shemechuber besimen echad. The kiven the chsiv v'lo yavdol. It says one shouldn't be mavdol. Va'oif hechsheiroi b'simen echot. The hechsher of an oif is simen echot. Is kolma da ovid tvei me hechsher, whatever you do more than the din hechsher is mechayiv havdolehi. V'chol ha-simen have a mitzvah shchite ba'oif lechatchile. Now Rashi says what lechatchile. Lechatchile you should shech the whole simon. Hilkach, v'melike ki molik lekulei simon, lav avdolei, you molik the whole simon, that's not called mamdu, that's called you made, just like in shchita, lechatchila one should shech the whole simon, so if a person is molik the whole simon, lav avdolei. Avo b'simon bei, but the second simon, afilu mitzvah lechatchila leke. There's no mitzvah lechatchila to shech the second simon. So here Rashi says, we have enough in a Rashi that chafala from the base, there's no mitzvah lechatchila to shech the second simon by a night. Now a person will make malik in the second simon, so he's mambo. That's called that bowl already. Now, before we come back to our Gemara, let us just see Tosfos, which God, we didn't learn B'shaitai, but let us just see Tosfos, Ve'enai Mavdol B'simen Echad. Peirish HaKuntres, let's see just the beginning of Tosfos. V'kivin D'chsiv Lo Yavdo, Ve'oifach Sheiroi B'simen Echad, is Koma Do'ovit Tvei Meher Sheiroi, if you'll do more than the Hechsher Shrite, Havdoli. V'chol HaSimen have a mitzvah by Flechadchila. To shecht the whole Simen, not Roiv of the Simen, to shecht the whole Simen, Flechadchila. Hilkach b'melike ki mole kol HaSimen lav Havdoli. That's not called Havdoli. That's called the Shrite. That's a Chilchil de Kishrite. Just like it's a Chilchil de Kishrite. So that's called Melike. Avo simen asheni afilo mitzvah lechatchila leke. There's no mitzvah lechatchila to shech the second simen. So memele, so one is meilek the second simen. That's called avdola. The kosha leperushoi, the lekamon bereish perik beis omrinim behedye, the gemara we just learned now, the hodik toni hashoichet dievet, Ha'echot ba'oif. The Gemara just said that when it says Hashoich l'shloshim b'di'evet. If you shechted one simon, that's a b'di'evet v'kishchita. L'chatchile, you have to shech both simonim. So the Gemara we just learned is a stira to Rashi. Rashi says by an oif l'chatchile, you shech the whole simon. That's l'chatchile v'kishchita. The oif is not l'chatchile v'kishchita. But the whole simon is l'chatchile v'kishchita. The second simon, after the chatchila, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. So, memeleb, you'll make malika on the second simon. That's called havdola. That's not called shchita. Frek taisvis. Agemara says, klo, that's a b'di'evet dike shchita by oif. The chatchila, you have to shech both simonim. So, just let's go see what taisvis says, and then we'll come back to Arashi. The nire leforich, kivin the d'yevet loiboy shchita b'simon shayni. Since b'di'evet, you don't need the shchita, shayich boy Abdullah. That's called Abdullah. That means that, takalachatchilu min ha'tered zin k'shechta. But since it's not needed, so that's called already Abdullah. Avol b'miyot ha'nisha b'simen rishin lo'ichay shinon, given the boy shchita, shoy boy say simon, so that's not called Abdullah. If I have to be my lexaiva, say that's not called I'm making a Abdullah to be going with the mir, even though lechatchila I could remain with Roy. Al koponim, we have here a Rashi and Dachov Aleph on the base that says, bepev mole lechatchila you can shecht one simon by an oik. And here, Sataisa says, Takasha, Agamora says clear, that's only with the Abbot, lechatchila, you have to shech both simonim by a night. So now we'll learn Rashi, we'll appreciate what Rashi has to say. Zot Rashi, Hashoichet al kolchacho the Abbot mashmen, if he shechted, hilkach kashalom, beis bebeheime lechatchila leisagi bohochi bitmiyah, so what do you shech? The Malanda said, all these bovis in the Mishnah are b'di'evet, so by b'ayma, what are you supposed to do? So the Gemara says, ha'echot ba'oif koi, ha'shoich. De lechatchile atzchuhu rabbonon talvayu. Rashi knew this Gemara very well. So Rashi said, in a Torah, you need one simon, that's why you don't have to deshef both simon. That's what Rashi said over there. We're speaking about Malika. So fakerta, the lechatchila dike din shchita is one simon, and then that's what you make Malika. You chepel with the other simon, that's called Avdola. No, the Rabbonon said, that's rechu Rabbonon tavayu, mershum hachoke le'aveire. You shouldn't come and do an aveire. Dume loyosi lemeved rubo dechad. A very interesting pshat. Pshat is like this. The veshet is behind the comments. So if a person, if I'll tell a person, shecht roiv of the kone, which that's the first thing he encounters, I'll tell him to shecht roiv of the kone. So I'm afraid he might shecht half of the koneh. So they said, no, you shecht the veishit also. Oh, I shecht the veishit. So in order to get to the veishit, he has to shecht the whole koneh. He has to shecht the whole koneh. So Chazal said, Amor de Kizach, let Chazal say shecht the whole koneh. Shecht the whole koneh, but in Emerson, that has all the, that's some of the mitzvah lechatchila. That's a mitzvah lechatchila, that's a mitzvah, very modern. I mean, it's a mitzvah lechatchila to shecht the whole koneh, this is how she said before. But we were afraid, maybe Yayid won't be a psazah, mahadr be mitzvah. He might go and make roiv, and he'll think it's roiv, it's really a hair. So therefore, Chazal said, you shecht the veishit also. So by telling him to shecht the veishit, so we'll make sure he shechted, we'll make sure he shechted the roiv, oh, he shechted at least roiv of the kon, he shecht the whole kon in order to get to the veishit. Take mordek modnach mein, he says, als the mitzvah die er reise, the one seimach that will shecht the whole kone. So it could be that I think Rabbi Yankiv is metzadet like this, that's what Rashi said, there's a mitzvah min ha-teire to shecht the whole kone lechatchila, that could be that the second iboyis amen. Could be according to the first Iboy Yisayim, and then it'll be very good. According to the first Iboy Yisayim, because Rashi says like this, Koy HaShoychit, L'chatchila T'ruchu Rabbonon T'vayim Shemachok L'Averit Dilma L'Yosei L'Mevet Rubet Dachat. Maybe you won't make Rubet Dachat. So it could be, Rabbi Yankiv is Mitzadik, could be this Loshen held, Rubet is L'chatchila. This Loshen held, Rubet is L'chatchila. So you're going to say, L'chatchila D'Kiyid, we'll make Roy. But that you don't have to do more than roiv. If lachatchil dekid makes roiv, and Chazal were afraid that he's making roiv, so maybe he might make half, and he'll think it's roiv. So therefore, they told him he has to make roiv minatir. We're afraid he'll think it's roiv. So they told him to set the shech the second simin, so we'll be assured if he shechs the second simin, he'll. Of the kone. So that's what we accomplished. But could be that roiv is afilachatchila good. The iboy yisayimo, aruboy shalechot kamoyu. The second iboy yisayimo is not. Ashoichet echot boy, that's lachatchila. You don't have to shecht more than echot boy. It could be znogzeira the rabbono. That what it says, a shaykhit is going on ruboy shalechot kamoyu. We have a whole bunch of bovis in the Mishnah. That what it says, ruboy shalechot is enough. That is going, that is a bidiyevid. That means lechatchila, there's a mitzvah min ha-teire, to shech the whole simen. No, bidiyevid, I say ruboy kikuloy. So that what Rashi said in that chavalavah, midbeis lechatchila, you should say kuloy. So Bianchim is beside that going according to the second lotion of the Gemara, according to the boy same of the Gemara. That's the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Kahane minayin l'shchite shehi minatzavo. How do you know that the shchite is minatzavo? Shenema v'shochat es ben aboko. This is by Kotshim, it says v'shochat es ben aboko. So he darshan, Rav Kahane darshan, shochat is two words. Mimokim sheshoch, the place, the behemoth bends down. Chateyu. You should, we'll see chateyu, there's either two lishoit, there's two lishois, there's two gisois over here, either chateyu means hachshireyu, hatireyu, or nakeyu. So that's what it says in the Pasuk. He says the Pasuk was Megale where to make the Maisa Shchita from. B'mokim she'shoch, is when the behemoth stretches, bends down to eat. This goes with its neck up. But it bends, it's koifif, the tzavol, when it wants to eat, is b'mokim she'shoch chateyu. Then you should be, that there you'll make the ma'aser shchita. Umimai v'hai chateyu lishnet d'tchuyeyu, v'chiv v'chita es habayis, v'boyis eimo mehocho techateini be'ezoi be'eto. Let us see what Rashi says. The Rashi, min ha'tzavo min ha'gorei, how do you know that that's the mokim shchita? She'shoch she'koifei. With the behemoth bends down. Chateyu. So Rashi says, two taichin in chateyu. Hachshireyu la'achila. Chateyu is a loshin hechshel. V'tahareyu. Locheret hareyu means from Tumas Nevela. That's out a loshin of chitui, of tare and hechshel. Lishna achine. La Rashi is another pshat. Chateyu hoitzi es domoi v'nakeyu. Chateyu is a lotion of nikoyin, of purifying. Take out the dam, he says, by the take out the dam from the mokim that it shoch. Ulahai lishne, now according to the second lotion, Galsinin chateyu lishne didchuyeyu. That's what it says in our Gemara. Umimai dai chateyu lishne didchuyeyu. Dchuyeyu is a lotion of nikoyin. Ulishne kamo galsinin dachshureyu. He says, there were two lishoynes what chateyu means. They were either said in the Gemara dchuyey or achshurey. And these are two types in what chitoy could mean. Either it's a machshir or a metayer or a menaker. And it seems both these psukim are masim to these two taichin. Bechite es abayis, chateini beizai beeto. Frek the Gemara, so I have a remez, or a simen from the posik, where the mokim hashchite has to be, so the Torah was maramis, b'mokim sheshoch, where it's bent down, where it bends down. So frek the Gemara, the Eimo Miznovoi, maybe you shecht from the Zonov, because the Zonov is, the neck is sometimes up and sometimes down. So that's, but the Zonov is always down. The Zonov is always down. So Memele, if it says, B'mokim she'shoch chateyu, maybe that's Pshat in the Yidremes, where it's always kofuf, that's where you shecht from the Zonov. So the Gemara says, no, shoch, michlau shezokuk beinim. Shoch is a loshen, it's a poil. That he shoch, that the beim is shoch, that means normally the neck is going vertically, but sometimes he bends down. Vaho, the zonov is shoch, vaimetu. The zonov is always shoch. That is not the loshen of shoch. What does Rashi say? The Eimam is Novoi, Shekofov Tomit. The Zonov is always Kofov, so that's a Mahududik Shoch. So the Gemara is Sheshoch Mashme Koifei. It's a Loshim Poyel, that the Beime is Koifei Tzavore, Veloi Kofov. Not that it is Kofov, he's Koifei. Mechlar Shebedech Alichosu Yuzoikev, so it seems Koifei means that's the Tav, Derech Alichosu. It goes up, but it's shoch, it's a mocking that is shoch. Rech the Gemara, ve'ema my oznoi, it seems that the oznayim of a behema, they can wiggle their ears and they can be kaif of the ears. As they say, that's what a behema is capable of doing. So memele, you need to shech from a person, from a mokim, that the behema is toifeif, so the znaim is also such a mokim. Like the, and for the Gemara, b'inan dama nefesh v'leket. in the parsha of Kobonis, we're learning b'shochat as ben abokor, mimokim sheshochat ayu. But we need, as we proceed in the parsha, we see that we need, the shchita has to bring about dam ha-nefesh. Dam sha-nefesh yoytze boy. By cutting the oizen, you won't have dam ha-nefesh. Let us see what Rashi says. May oznoi shu koife fok shu roitze. A behemoth could be koife of the oznayim. So mine says dam ha-nefesh. The bekotchim ksiv. The shochat. Shoch chatei is speaking about kochim. The dam ha-nefesh b'mil ezrike. Zivdomi b'nafshu v'ni nesati v'lochem ala mizbeach. Dam sha-nefesh yaitzeboi. By cutting the ear, it's not dam sha-nefesh yaitzeboi. Frek the Gemara. Ve'eim od de kora v'ozol ad dam ha-nefesh. Maybe he starts cutting from the ear, and he goes down to get dam ha-nefesh. But who says that you start from the tzava? Maybe you start from the ear. V'su shehiye drosa chaloda hagroma ve'ika minola. How do we know all these other psulim? Ela gemore. Just like it's halacha l'moishim esinai. These psulim, it's halacha l'moishim esinai, how to make the shchita, from where to make the shchita. Just like it's halacha l'moishim esinai, how to make it, it's halacha from where to make it. Frag the Gemara. So if now you're telling me, that means from the pasuk, you have no proof. It could be yeshech from the oizen. It's a mokim sheshoch. Could have dam ha-nefesh also. So it's halach l'mayishim isini from the tzava. So I need the pasuk. Okro l'may ose, d'loy l'shavye gisterov. The pasuk is coming to tell us you should not make it a gisterov. So now we're going to have two pshotim in Rashi. Look Rashi. Hachi gasine, v'su shiye rosa chalodam lo gasine v'le time. V'kro l'mayos, akivin de hilches shchita locha l'mayishim isinai hain. V'loy l'shav yegisterom. Shlo yachtoich kol hamafrekes l'shnai. That means you cut this amonim, we have to picture the behemoth is lying on its back. And you cut, you start from the tzavo, the mokim sheshoch hatayuk. So you start cutting from the tzavo, and after you finish the simonim, you stop there. You do not go further down to the mafrekes, to the backbone. You don't go, you stop by the simonim. The loy le shavye gistero, Shloyachtech kol amafrekes lishnai. Period. Now, before we'll discuss what the problem with that is, but first Rashi says, where do we see this from the pasuk? That was what we derived from the pasuk. Dochi mashme, chateyu, hoitzi es domoi visuloi. That means if you learn chateyu is a loshin Nikoyin, that you menake the goof from the dam. So also the pasuk is telling us that that's what you have to do. Take out the dam. Take out the dam through the shita simonim. There's no reason to go further. Leidach lishne, that chateh is a loshen hechsheh. Hechsheh chilosi dayne simonim v'suloi. That means that we have a loch l'mayishim sin the simonim. That's it. Don't go further. Chateyu v'sulay. Now I saw in Tzichas Chulin, he brings down from the Mordechai a machlekes harishonim in this Rashi. And he says, Rashi explained how the drash goes, chateyu. You should only shecht the simonim and not go further down. וזה מחלק את הרשיין. עד הרשיין הם לרן פשט, much wrong you go further down, תבוס השלח, עד הרשיין הם לרן that the Pasuk is telling us that this is sufficient. They bring down from a Rashba that the Rashba holds there is a Issa to cut the Mafrakas. What is the Issa to cut the Mafrakas? The Issa to cut the Mafrakas is because if one does not cut the Mafrakas, the blood flows out freely from the simonim. When one cuts the mafrekes, so the mavliya, by cutting the mafrekes, the dam, your mavliya, the dam, beivor. That means the dam does not go out freely, and the evorim remain full of dam. That's the problem. So I saw the Sichas Chulin brings down, so what is the problem? So you make malicha, what's the problem? So he brings down that this pasuk is speaking about kochim. This is a pasuk by Kobonis. By kochim, we want all the dam to go out. You should be able to be zerik the dam if you mavli it. Some of the dam in the evorim, so that is not a maila by kochim. So therefore, there's a din, you should not shech the mafrekes, not you don't have to shech the mafrekes, should not shech the mafrekes, because by doing this, you mavliya a large chelik of the dam in the evor. So we have here, that's one taich in gistere, just cut the simonim and don't cut the mafrekes. Either you don't have to cut the mafrekes or you shouldn't cut the mafrekes. Lishna achin. Now Rashi says another pshat in Gistere. The loyal lishavya Gistere shaloy yidrois. He should not apply pressure b'shas he's cutting the tzavo. Fine. We'll see in a minute how we learn this out from Gistere. What is yet? Yeah. But first Rashi, yes, why do you need a pasuk for this? This is halacha l'moishe misinai. So Rashi, afal gav, the hilche shchita halacha l'moishe misinai, even though hilche shchita is halacha l'moishe misinai, yesh mem shenichtavu, the other halachas that were written. Going drosa, the mafkina l'kamon, mi v'shochat, from this pasuk, ein v'shochat elo loshen u'moshach. That shochat means that the knife, you can't put pressure on the knife. You're moshach the knife back and forth. It's a loshen chitoch. V'chigmir, so forget the loshen of v'shochat is coming to tell us, don't press down, cut back and forth. But rose kori gistero, if you chop off the head, that's called gistere. Kedisam masnis no yeshoichet vehitis es roish bebasachas. Alme drosa loshen atozes roish bebasachas korilo. That you chop off the head, aino gistere. Why? Now why? What is the difference between you and me? You could sever off the head by moilechem maybe, and you can sever off the head by chopping it down. Why is gistere dafke when you put pressure and you chop off the head? So Rashi says mivnei shehamilech umevi einei chaytech elo lefi datoi. He's cutting as much as he wants to cut. He can control how much will be cut. Ulshu reitze meishech es yodav. He's going back and forth. So when he wants, he can be meishech yodav and stop there. Avol hadoyreis. He's cutting the head, just like you cut a small makel, a delas, a kaplet, he chops it. So Memele,
So this limud is not to make it a gister, is mean not to make rosa. And this taka we know from a pasuk, this is not halacha l'meishe misif. So this is one mahalach in the Gemara from Rav Kahane, that from here we're learning out. The Gemara wanted to say that we learn out the mokim shchita. The Gemara says the mokim shchita, we can't learn out from this pasuk. We could still be convinced that you're shaychet from the oizen, which is also a place that the behema could be kaifef. But the Gemara says, Lamai said, the mokim shchita we learn from Allah l'maisha misinai. And this pasuk is coming to tell us, shalai the leila shavya gistara. Rav Yeimer said a different makoya where the mokim shchita is. Vizavachta is also two words. Mi mokim says zav, from the place that it runs out, chateyu. You should break it or cut it. Mai mashme dahai chateyu lishne de mitzvahu. That's a chateyu's a loshen of shvire. Tchsiv al tira val techa. Let us see what Rashi says. Shezov, shedomoizov, chateyu, shavreyu, kloima, chatcheyu. The place where the dam will run out, there you should break it. Cut it. So by cutting it by the tab of the dam, by the simonim, the dam will run out. Frekte gemore, ve'ema mechait mai, maybe you make shchita from the nose. Usually a behemah is a running nose. It doesn't say where the dam runs from. It says, be'makim shezov, where it's running, chateyu, shecht it from there. So maybe you shecht it from the nose. Yeah. Look, the Gemara, Zav ayidei chitui bina. No, it says, Vizavachto. So the pshat is that the chitui should make the zive. Vahizav me'ilavu. Here it runs by itself. Frek the Gemara, the aim of miliboy. So maybe it means you need a mocking that the dam should be zav. So you stick the knife into the lathe and the dam will be zov ayidei chitoi. V'su shi yedrosa chalod agroma v'ika mino. Ela gmore, alach l'mayshe, misina shchita min atzav anami gmore. Okro l'mayoso. So what does the pasuk come to tell us? L'lishav ye gisterom. You shouldn't make it a gisterom. Zot Rashi. Maybe you make shchita from the chaitem. Shuzov leicha tomit. The dam bikra leiksi. Vizov. Bachto. The mamakim shezov. You should make chitoi. Mother says, Liboy in tiska boy sakin uzov dam habe. If that's the criteria, you'll need a mokim that'll be zov aide chitoi. So the leiva say, good mokim. L'shavya gistra, see Rashi says, again the Tupshad Libreis, D'hochi mashme chateyu ashe yozoi v'suloi. Avul doiris ein b'yode limnoi v'am limshech yodoi. If you go with force, could be you, right away you'll chop off the head. U b'lishna achine, not the katam afrekes, ki defrishis chateyad mokim shuzov v'suloi. Yal, mal yalif mahaikro, mal yalif mahaikro. So this din, shalo yasen nagistere, is each one is learning lemaisa from a different pasuk. The way Rabbi Yishmoel tone, v'shochat, al tikri v'shochat, elo v'shochat, aloshin sicha, mimokoim shesoch, chateyu. What does soch mean? shemaitzi kail. Where he's maitzi a kail, an animal speaks also. So memele, that comes out from the goring. So there you should make the maisha chateyu, you should make the maisha shrika. Frank the Gemara, so if the criteria is b'mokim shesochina, the mekoimis, that a mesayaya the dibur, the koil, the ema milshainai, maybe from the tongue also is mesayaya the behemah, with the speaking. How does Rashi say, loshin mesayaya lohitzi koil, the loshin is also mesayaya. So upon him, the lashon is a chelik of the medaber. So maybe if you have to make chateyu b'mokim shesoch, maybe start from the lashon from the lashon. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Bein in dam a nefesh beleket, ve'ema vayta de kora ve'ozel adam a nefesh, v'su shia drosa chalod agrom avika minala." El gemara shchita minatzav anami gemara. Akra lemayosam leleshavye gistero. You shouldn't make it a gistero. Zok to Mamela, till now we had Amoroim, Vitane Maisi Lo Mahoche. Is a Tane of Teres Koinim, Rashi says, Amoroim Maisi Lo Mikroi De Lael, Eimigmore Kedamor, Avo Tane de Teres Koinim Maisi Lo Mahoche. There's a ton of Teres Koinim, which it seems the Baraisis of Teres Koinim were very choshev, they're equivalent to Mishnayis. He learned out the Mokim Shchite from this pasuk. The Sanya Rabchiya Oma, Minayin L'Shchite Minatzava, Shenema V'Orchu B'nei Arin HaKahanim Hesanisochem. They're misadar, the nisochim, the pieces, the cut up pieces of an oila. Then it says further, es haroish ve'es hapoda. Ma talmud loyme es haroish ve'es hapoda. Loy roish upoda bechlal kol nisochim hoya. Lama yotsu, lefi shenemar, vehichi es oila v'nitach. Ein li elen nesachim sheyeshnam bechlal hefshote. Which nesachim are you misader on the mizbeach? Those nesachim that you made hefshet on. Minayin le rabbeis es haroish shekvar hutaz. The roish was hutaz before. The roish already is Hefshit was said on something that you need nituach. The pasuk is vehifshes oila v'nitach. You have to make hefshit on something that needs nituach. The rosh is already menutach minagu. Minayin l'rabis es harosh shekvar hutas, tamed loymer es roshay v'espidroy v'orach. Midekom es harosh shekvar hutas, Miklau de Schritte Minatabo. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Eli Shekuyin de Sochim, Eloison, Sheyeshna, Bechlala, Pshote, Gedersi, Vehifshit, Venitach, Begabi Ericha, Dersi, Nesochim, Benesochim, Hanifshotim, Mashm. Minayin le Rabois, Bechlal, Aricha, Games, Aroch, Sheenoi, Bechlala, Pshote, it's not bechlal avshote, because avshote was only shrei hutas b'shchita koidem avshote. Avshote is only on the nyonim that you have to cut up. This is already separated already. The kivin, the nechtachu simonim, Korilei hutas, if the simonim, so it's completely severed from the guf. Ibnei shekol chiyusi tole behen, uchimonach bedikula damye. B'chalam shota einoi, elakorev kamei shehu, this your makrib, the roish your makrib kamei shehu, there's no dini tuach on the roish, because with the shchita, it's already moved all from the behemik. Namrinim bezvochim, tzemer sheberoshi hakvosim, Beseyer shebezokin atiyoshim, but some is forgive me canaim but love him. You're mocked at them on the mizbeich, there's no hefshit on them. Shanema vehikta koinus hakoila mizbeichom. So memele, so it would seem like this, that I would say, it seems two things. It seems you have to make hefshit, and that what needs nituach. It seems only on the nesochim that were hufshat, You put on the mizbech. That's it has to be koilul deroish. Deroish was not hufshat. You only mafshit something you have to make nesachim from. The shtiklach. The roish is already moved off from the guf. So why is bedavka the roish moved off from the guf? Because through the shchitas asimonim, the roish becomes moved off from the guf.